message you're about to listen to is from the altar of Impact House International Church. Stay blessed as you listen.
Tonight, we're going to be looking at a topic, break forth via mercy and grace. Hallelujah. Our God is a merciful God. Psalm 106 and also Psalm 107 verse 1 says that His mercy endureth forever. Says, all give thanks unto the Lord for His good, for His mercy endureth forever. Hallelujah. Our God is rich in mercy. Ephesians chapter 2 verse 4. Our God is rich in mercy. And He decide who to release His mercy to at any point in time. Praise the Lord. Praise Jesus. Romans chapter 5 verse 8 says that God commanded His mercy toward us in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. You know, God, He didn't know you from anywhere. He decided to give Jesus His only Son. Praise God. Nobody can do that. But that shows how big His mercy is to us. Romans chapter 6 verse 19. It is not of him that willeth, nor runneth, but of whom God hath showeth mercy. Exodus chapter 33 verse 19 says that I will be gracious on whom I will be gracious, and I will show mercy on whom I will show mercy. Praise the Lord. You see, our God decides. And that is why it is very necessary that we align ourselves. We are at the right place where we will receive mercy. Because God decides. You cannot, you know, God cannot, maybe sometimes it might happen, but I don't think it always happens. God cannot decide to take His mercy to a beer parlor. He cannot decide to take His mercy to maybe a motel. But God's mercy will always be in the house of God. It will always be in the gathering of the people of God. Praise the Lord. Tonight, I would like us to know that everyone, all our fathers in faith, are all product of mercy. We've heard of many great men of God. When you are opportune to sit them down and ask them what they've gone through, they will tell you by it is by God's mercy. We have a practical example in this house. Our own senior pastor, if you should ask him that how has it been, he will tell you, he will not be able to tell you a particular thing, but he will tell you about God's mercies upon his life. Praise the Lord. The journey to greatness can be very difficult outside the mercy of God. Romans chapter 9, verse 13. Romans chapter 9, verse 13. It's just about the story of Esau and Jacob. You know, this story, I always ponder on it that is God partial? Yes, it's partial. And why would God decide to take interest in one person from the other, since He's the one that created every one of us? We are created in His image. You know, but it is a question that only God alone can answer. Praise the Lord. Praise God. He's an unquestionable God. You cannot question Him. He decides what to do at any point in time. Verse 13 says that, as it is written, Jacob have I loved, but Esau have I hated. Verse 14. What shall we say then? Is there unrighteousness with God? Then the answer is, God forbid. Verse 15. For He said to Moses, I will have mercy on whom I will have mercy, and I will have compassion on whom I will have compassion. Verse 16. So then, it is not of him that willeth, not of him that throneth, but of God that showeth mercy. Praise the Lord. So it is not of your beautiful face, your black face, your handsome faces and beautiful faces like that. Praise the Lord. But it is of God that showeth mercy. Praise the Lord. God's mercy is sure and is great, is tender and abundant. Quickly let us just have some definition of mercy. What is mercy? Kindness or help given to people who are in a very bad or desperate situation. Kindness or help given to people who are in a very bad or desperate situation. Number two, compassion or forbearance shown especially to an offender or to one subject to one's power. I will explain this. Just like in the law court, when the judge is about to pass a judgment, the next thing that the lawyer will say is that we ask for clemency. Praise the Lord. That the judge should tamper justice with mercy. Praise the Lord. And maybe the judge wanted to give a death penalty and he decided to give 10 years imprisonment. It's still mercy. Praise the Lord. That is just a definition. Praise God. The number three, a blessing that is an act of divine favor or compassion. A blessing that is an act of divine favor or compassion. I have it there in my notes. A very good example that we can actually relate with, that is still fresh, is that scenario of this lady, Olajumoke or Rishaguna, something like that. I was just going through a story, and this lady, when she shared her story, she's just a bread seller. She sells bread, and that is a work. She sells bread, and the crew of T.Y. Bello were taking some shots. As they were taking, she was not the one that they were actually focusing on. They focused on someone else, but they picked her. When they were doing their processing, they saw her. They liked her, and they went to pick her. And now I saw, was it not last week, I was reading through the Punch, and I saw her life is already transformed. And I just, it dawned on me that, is this how life just changed? This lady's life has just, as in, it's just like the distance between Nigeria and Australia. That is how her life has been transformed. That is just, an act of divine favor or compassion. Then number four, mercy also means divine partiality. Divine partiality. You can also have divine favoritism. Favoritism. And divine acceptance. Praise God. It qualifies the unqualified. Mercy qualifies the unqualified. You see, many times we find ourselves in some situation that, we look back and we just look at ourselves that, is this me? How did this happen? Praise God. So it qualifies the unqualified. The fact that your friend has gone ahead of you does not mean that he's going to get there before you. I don't know if you get what I'm saying. The fact that your friend has gone ahead of you does not mean that he will get there before you. As a mercy, we give you speed that you will meet up and you will overtake. Praise God. I'm praying already. God will grant you speed tonight in the name of the Lord Jesus. God will grant you speed in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus. Quickly, I'd like us to look at prerequisite of mercy. There are prerequisites of mercy. Number one, be righteous. Be righteous or righteousness. Hosea chapter 10, verse 12. Sow to yourself in righteousness, reap in mercy. Isaiah chapter 10, verse 12. Please, can I have Isaiah chapter 10, verse 12? Sow to yourself in righteousness. Wherefore it shall come to pass that when the Lord hath performed his whole work upon Mount Zion and on Jerusalem, I will punish the fruits. No. I said Hosea 10, 12. Sow to yourself in righteousness. Reap in mercy. Praise the Lord. Break up your fallow ground, for it is time to seek the Lord till he come and rain righteousness upon you. Praise the Lord. Anyone that will seek for God's mercy will be righteous. Praise the Lord. I don't know if you get what I'm saying tonight. If what you actually want is mercy, as in divine mercy, not the mercy of a politician or the mercy of your landlord or anything like that. If you want the mercy of God, then you must be righteous. If you are righteous, you will reap mercy. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. And I also say that if you want mercy, as a businessman or as a student, you must align yourself in such, as in you must do all your thing in a righteous way, in such a way that God will recognize you for mercy. For example, you are a businessman or a businesswoman. You are actually praying for God's mercy. And you sell foodstuffs or probably you render services. And your services are not pure. Or probably what you're selling, you are doing some ojoro into it. There's no way you can ask for God's mercy in that business. Praise the Lord. So number one prerequisite for mercy is you have to be righteous in whatsoever thing that you are involved into. You have to be righteous. Praise the Lord. Proverbs chapter 14 verse 34 says that righteousness exalts a nation and sin is a reproach. Righteousness exalts a nation. What the scripture is saying there is that anyone that is righteous, sky is not the limit. Praise the Lord. Just like we always say that sky is the limit. Sky is not the limit for anyone that is righteous. Praise the Lord. The person can go high and high to any height that he wants to go. But sin always brings low. That is just a simple definition of that very verse. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Number two, be merciful. Be merciful. Matthew chapter 5 verse 7 says that blessed are the merciful, for they shall obtain mercy. Blessed are the merciful, for they shall obtain mercy. If you want mercy, you must give mercy. Praise the Lord. You know, in different cubicles or probably different rooms, we are God. Praise the Lord. And that is why we get to our room and, you know, because we are the one that paid for it, we can actually walk left and right, walk length and breadth and spread our leg and do whatever we like because we are God. Praise the Lord. And, you know, if anybody wants to encroach that very small place, you know what you're going to do. Praise the Lord. You know, so, you know, many times we have the opportunity and or probably people offend us because there's no way you will say that, okay, someone will not offend you. Probably it is your next door, the door neighbor. He, you know, face me and face you now. You know, probably you put your bucket and she move your pocket. You are offended and you you have decided that no mercy, because she has actually done many things like that you've recorded, and it has piled up, and now you're saying that enough is enough. I'm not going to have mercy on you. Praise the Lord, because you are actually God of that very area. Praise the Lord. You know, so if we actually want God's mercy, we must also give mercy to all those people around us, those places that we are God. We should also give mercy. But where I'm actually going to is, there's this parable of wicked servant. He has a master, and he happened to borrow some money from his master. And his master, when after many times they've asked him to pay, he was not paying, and the master forgave him. That's okay, just go. And this servant also have another colleague servant that is also owing him some little change. And he was asking for the change from him, and he was not paying. And he said, okay, if you cannot pay, then you're going to die. As in, I'll make sure that I take life out of you. And the master forgave him heard what happened between him and the other servant. It was crazy. That how much is he owing you? How much are you owing me? And he was like, okay, if that is how you want to do it, then come and pay me my own money too. Praise the Lord. So if you want mercy, you must give mercy. Praise the Lord. Number three, prerequisite for mercy. You must be resilient and persistent. You must be resilient and persistent. You must not give up asking for mercy. You know, many times we in the place of asking, we get tired, or we felt that, if it will not be possible, let me look for another option. You know, but if you really want God's mercy, you don't have to be tired. You have to continue asking. Continue asking. Praise the Lord. Let us look at the book of Mark chapter 10, verse 46. I'm going to read through verse 46 to 51. We're going to look at the story of blind Bartimaeus. And they came to Jericho, and as they went out of Jericho with his disciple, and a great number of people, blind Bartimaeus, the son of Timaeus, sat by the highway side begging. 47. And when he heard that it was Jesus of Nazareth, he began to cry out and say, Jesus, thou son of David, have mercy on me. Praise the Lord. We're still going to continue, but I just want to dwell on this very verse. The blind Bartimaeus. You know, there are a lot of restrictions that would have made him to keep quiet. There is a lot of, you know, because the Bible made us understand that it was a crowd. People were walking. He sensed that Jesus was around. And the next thing that comes to his mind is, let me give a shout. Praise the Lord. You know, sometimes some of us are shy. Maybe because we felt that environment that we have, we don't want people to see us, that we are shouting for mercy, and we don't want to do it the way that we should do it. You know, but blind Bartimaeus, he was tired. Maybe somebody that is shy here tonight, maybe he's not yet tired. But blind Bartimaeus was tired. The next thing that he could do was to shout. He shouted until he was heard. Verse 48. 48, please. And many charged him that he should hold his peace, but he cried the more, a great deal, thou son of David, have mercy on me. Verse 49. And Jesus stood still and commanded him to be called, and they called the blind man, saying unto him, be of good comfort, rise, he called thee. Look at the same people that he would have been ashamed of. They are now the one that now said, be of good cheer. And now, you know, they've changed their countenance now. Before, they were like, stop shouting, you are in a serene environment. You know. But now, when the head of the place is now saying, call upon him. They are now saying, he's calling you. He's calling you. So you don't have to be shy. Praise the Lord. You have to be resilient and you have to be persistent for you to get mercy. That is a very good prerequisite of mercy. Praise the Lord. Number four, be focused. Be focused. Be focused. Many times, we attempt to divert attention. We are, you know, probably we are actually coming to church. There's a program in the church. As we were coming, maybe we are coming from a very far distance, and we heard on our way, maybe you heard people rushing, saying that unshelembe, and you said, and you just abandon the place that you are going, then you dash there to go and see what is happening there. Praise the Lord. You know, such a person is not focused. Or probably you felt that, okay, that there are options, that if this does not work, this will work. Then you're not going to get anything. If you are going to tap into the divine mercy, you have to be focused. You have to have just only one option and no other option. If you have two options, you know, it's just like now. You want to use a stone to kill two birds. Praise the Lord. At the end of the day, you will lose the two. Or probably, let me just bring it down this way. That, okay, you are expecting money from two people. And the other one knows that this one will give you. This other one too knows that this one too will give you. So they will just decide that let's just owe to ourselves. So you have to be focused so that you will know that you don't have any other person. You focus on God. As in you have all your entirety, all your mind, all your option is just only one, which is God. Praise the Lord. Our God is rich in mercy. That is, we can find that is Ephesians chapter 2 verse 4. Then also, we have to be desperate. We have to be desperate. Prerequisite for mercy. We have to be desperate. You know, many times when the senior pastor is always on this podium and he's making us understand that we should give our clap an international clap, that we should not give an alluring clap, because an alluring clap cannot fetch you anything. Praise the Lord. And that you should give an international clap. It's talking about desperation. You know, you will imagine, you know, when you go to Lagos, when you go to a program like this in Lagos, and you see how people rush, you know, even maybe they are going to take bus, maybe they are going to take like three or four buses, and you see them rushing with their suit and everything from one bus to the other just to get to Lagos Island for a program. And you imagine. And you know, when you now get to Ilorin here and the same program, and you know, the person just stand at thank you, say thank you, and the text is stop, and say you should enter, and you now say just go, and maybe you don't like the car, you want another car to come. Praise the Lord. You know, so you have to be desperate. If you want God's mercy, you have to be desperate to get God's mercy. Quickly, I'd like us to see what triggered God's mercy. What triggered God's mercy? Quickly, continuous knocking. Acts chapter 16, verse 25. Acts chapter 26, verse 25 and 26. The story of Paul and Silas. The Bible made us understand that Paul and Silas, they prayed, they sang. You know, that is, as in, they did not sing and they, you know, maybe they were singing or probably they were praying, they got tired, they start singing, but they make sure that there was no gap. There was no gap. Everything went on like that. As in, there was continuous knocking. And at midnight, Paul and Silas prayed and sang praises unto God. And the prisoner heard them. Verse 26. And suddenly there was a great earthquake. You know, if there was not a continuous knocking, maybe there was gap, there was a break. There might not have been the verse 26. And suddenly there was a great earthquake so that the foundation of the prison were shaken. And immediately all the doors were opened and everyone's bands were loosed. Praise the Lord. I pray that all our bounds tonight will be loosed by God's mercy in Jesus' name. You can also read Mark chapter 11 verse 27. Then also Jeremiah 29 verse 12 to 13. Then number two, what triggered mercy is dogged faith. Dogged faith. You must have a dogged faith. Mark chapter 5 verse 25. The woman with the issue of blood. You see, when I was going through this very particular verse, you know, it's just like, I'm going to use a very good example of our senior pastor and Mr. Tade. Now, the protocol. And you see, maybe our senior pastor is coming from outside. And maybe God has ministered to you that you should collect the senior pastor's pen. That you should collect the senior pastor's pen for you to get your miracle. And you just went and you collect his pen. Bam. If you are not careful, Mr. Tade will slap you. Praise God. You know, I'm just trying to paint a picture. The woman with the issue of blood, he went and touched the hem of garment of Jesus Christ. The disciple, assuming she was caught, they might have slapped her or, you know, embarrassed her. Why are you touching Jesus? Praise God. You know, but God helped him. I mean, God helped her that she was not caught. You know, there must be what triggered mercy. You must have a dogged faith. You know, when you have a dogged faith, there's nothing that you cannot do. If you are having, a direction that, you know, God is directing you let me give a weird one now. Okay, go to Todd Millen Bridge. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. As in, go to Todd Millen Bridge. Just stand there. As in, no, not on the road now. Just stand by the side. That the breeze that is coming from the Todd Millen Bridge, when it blow on you, the infirmities in your body will go off. You know. Sometimes you, why would God want me to go through this, you know, tough time? But it might be you going to Todd Millen Bridge and the breeze blowing on you that will cleanse you. Praise the Lord. So you must have a dogged faith. You must have a dogged faith. As in, what triggered God's mercy? You must have a dogged faith. Praise the Lord. We can also read Romans chapter 4, verse 17, and Mark chapter 11, verse 23. Romans chapter 4 verse 7 says that collect those things that be not as if they were. Praise the Lord. You know, when the senior pastor is always there and is prophesying, you know, someone that is just coming or probably that does not actually know the power of God that is actually moving. You know, and just seeing the way he released the prophecies, the person will just imagine that, are you God? Praise the Lord. You know, the way he's, you know, he released it. You know, but that is just how, you know, if you want God's mercy, there must be a dogged faith. Praise the Lord. And you must collect those things that be not as if they were. Praise the Lord. Quickly, I would just like us to look at what mercy will do for you. That some things that mercy will do for you. Let's quickly just run through and we'll go to prayer. Number one, mercy gives you access into places you ordinarily could not enter. Mercy gives you access into places you ordinarily could not enter. Number two, mercy covers your errors. Praise God. Mercy covers your errors. You know, many times people call you star. Praise the Lord. Let me just make another good example. IBK now. IBK, yes. I'm challenging him. You know, many times he's always on the stage and he sings very well. And I'm so impressed by his songs. And, you know, even sometimes when he makes mistakes, you clap for him. That, you know, he's an error. He knows that he has done an error. But, you know, mercy has covered it. And you clap for him. Ah, guy, calling on. You understand? So that is what mercy can do. Praise the Lord. Mercy makes your life attractive. Mercy makes your life attractive. Number four, mercy singles you out of crowd. Mercy singles you out of crowd. We've had a lot of testimonies on this where people where God singled out many of our members out of crowd. Praise the Lord. And I pray tonight that if you have not been singled out of crowd, tonight God will single you out in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus. God will single you out in the name of the Lord Jesus. Mercy commands supernatural favor. Mercy commands supernatural favor. I said something earlier on that we have prayed for favor, but it is very expedient that we also pray for mercy. And this is an opportunity for us to pray for mercy. Because if we are going to receive God's favor, then we need His mercy first before we can access His favor. Praise the Lord. You know, He released His mercies on whoever He wishes. As in, He decided on the person to release His mercy on. Just like the story of Esther. You know, Esther received favor quite all right. But when you look at the earlier verse, that is Esther chapter 2, maybe verse 7 or thereabout, there was the servant of the king actually had mercy on Esther by giving her the right things to use. Praise the Lord. If the servant had not given her the right things to use, there's no way she could be favored. Praise God. There's no way she could be favored. And tonight I would like us to pray, as in like, we're not going to pray for any other thing. We're going to pray for mercy, because we're about going to pray now. And before we rise up on our feet to pray, I would just like us, as we're seated, I'd like us to, there's this song that I always like to sing. You know, it's a Yoruba song. It said, Hanu ni mo bere, Baba, Hanu ni mo bere. Hanu ni mo bere, Baba, Hanu ni mo bere. Hawi jare mako, Hanu ni mo bere. Awi jare mako, Hanu ni mo bere. I actually wanted us to ponder on the song. You know, for those that does not understand Yoruba, the song says that all we are asking for is mercy. We are not here to argue. You know, sometimes we are tempted to argue that I'm the firstborn. Why would God now give the blessing of firstborn to our thirdborn? You cannot question God. You know, so I want us to ponder on that song. We are not here to argue. We are not here to ask God question. But we all we just come to ask is mercy.
Wow! I know you must have been blessed by this message. Please feel free to worship with us at Impact House International Church, Praise Tabernacle, along Pipeline Road, Ilorin. For more inquiries, you can call 081-086-78878 or visit our website www.impacthouseinternationalchurch.org. I appreciate it.